They note that in some countries, like Australia, Canada, and England, it's considered rude not to look someone directly in the eyes as they speak, while in other countries, like Japan and Korea, lowering your eyes is a sign of respect. Studies have shown that if people are aware of the different ways that gestures are interpreted, they're more likely to have better cultural experiences. Across the globe, different nationalities wave, call, confirm, point things out, and show their appreciation differently. However, regardless of these differences, experts agree that there is one form of body language that enjoys universal recognition, the smile. It's understood in every culture and every country, making it an extremely valuable traveling aid. Tourists find many opportunities to use it, to apologize for doing something inappropriate, to show that they're confused or lost, to ask for help, or just to indicate that they don't know what to buy in a food market. Smiling has a high success rate, so don't be afraid to use it. It makes the user as well as the observer feel good. And that means more successful cultural experiences for everyone.